It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Chad Summers. Thank you for joining us for lunch this December 12, 2025. Also known as National Ding-a-ling Day. Where I come from, we refer to part of our manhood as a ding-a-ling, so I don't know what that's all about. But anyways, let's just jump into the birthdays. Jennifer Connelly is the only celebrity birthday we have. There were others, but they were all like Instagram and YouTubers, and you know, I'm just not ready to, and I didn't know them. I don't know any of those people. So, yeah, this is, I have to know who they are. And Jennifer Connelly, I'll be honest with you, she was in Blood Diamond, Requiem for a Dream, Top Gun Maverick. Like, she looked familiar. That's why I put her on here. Otherwise, we wouldn't even have anybody. But, yeah, happy birthday. I didn't even write her age down. I think she's 44. Also on this day in history, 1925. This is really cool, really. The world's first motel opened in San Luis Obispo. I probably butchered the hell out of that, but that is a town between Los Angeles and San Francisco. That was a place to, take a break, spend the night on that travel, on that drive. So that's pretty cool. 2000, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a fair recount of ballots in Florida could not be performed by the deadline for certifying the state's electors, effectively ending the 2000 U.S. presidential election and awarding the presidency to George W. Bush. Yes, that is when the term the hanging Chad came into existence. And that was actually used by one of my ex-girlfriends one time. I'm not going to go into that. But, 1977, Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta, had its world premiere. 1923, Bob Barker was born. And in 1915, Frank Sinatra was born. All right. Big fan of both those guys. There's some funny Price is Right shorts on Facebook. They're hysterical. I think they're on YouTube also. AI stuff, but it's absolutely hysterical. At first, I didn't know it was AI. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah, I missed that episode, but there's a lot of them, too. Some of them are awesome. All right, let's get into the news, the meat of the program. It's really what we're here for. We like to give you the news. So when you go into the weekend, you know, socializing with your buds, you know what's going on for the most part. You know, one thing is, we might go into Venezuela on the ground, possibly. You know, we're trying to take out Maduro. You need to know these things. He's the head of Venezuela, but he's also the head of a drug narco. So, yeah, listen to the show. We're gonna get you up to speed on everything. This one from Fox: Europe, quote, literally being flooded with cocaine. Now, see, I don't like that use of literally, because are people like floating around? Like, are towns flooded by cocaine? No. So it's not literally flooded by cocaine. But they're getting a lot of cocaine imported there. So Europe, quote, literally being flooded with cocaine, quote, as narco subs evade detection crossing Atlantic. Yeah, because, you know, they're being blown up in the south, in the tropics. down the islands or wherever, you know, between Venezuela and Florida and Gulf of America and the Bahamas and that region in there. Yeah, we've blown up like over 20 boats. One of them had a couple survivors, and they were clinging to the boat or whatever, and I guess they finished them off, and that's causing a whole debate here on whether that was a war crime or not. I don't know. But I guess it depends on what the mission was. Was the mission to end everybody on the boat and sink the boat? Like, if it was, well, then it's justified. So, yeah. But anyway, there's a subheading here. Portuguese authorities intercepted narco sub with 1.7 metric tons of cocaine in the mid-Atlantic this fall. It's a lot of blow. Yeah, you know, they've got these subs now. You know, they're semi-subs. Semi-submersible is what they're called. Like, they don't... Now they're making them where they're completely... They're starting to make them where they're completely underwater. Just cruise, like, a couple feet under the surface so you can't see them at all. But the kinds that they've been using for the past several decades, they have part of the boat that is above the water level, kind of like a real submarine with that just has like the periscope, you know, above the water or something like that. But yeah, they're getting pretty crafty here. But I don't know. It is what it is, you know. They're gonna sell their stuff somewhere, so. We'll see how that plays out. TMZ, comedian Andy Dick slumped over after apparent OD. Video shows panicked efforts to save him. Man, dude is not doing good, I'm telling you right now. He is in bad shape. There's several articles since the one I just wrote or read to you. And one was an interview, and he's just like, yeah, I like doing smoking crack once in a while. Well, that particular time did not do him well. He OD'd, and they Narcan'd his ass, saved him. But this interview, like, if you see this interview, it's like he's in somewhere, I don't know. He's not doing good. He looks like absolute hell. But I guess his drug of choice is alcohol, vodka, to be specific. And apparently he'll drink like a fifth in a day. He'll wake up in the morning and start drinking. And by the end of the day, the fifth is he's polishing the fifth off. Well, I'll tell you right now, that's going to kill him because that will destroy your liver. So, yeah, I don't know. He's kind of a nasty person, from what I understand, but hopefully he can turn around. You know, it's hard to see someone go downhill like that. I mean, it looked like he was wearing like his pajamas, you know, how people are doing now. They go around wearing pajamas. Jeez. Going downhill. This one's E! News. Khloe Kardashian leaves flirty comment for high school teacher. Okay, subheading, Khloe Kardashian left a flirty comment for a high school teacher, Jacob Myers, after he lamented on Instagram about one day meeting a woman who would ask how my school day was. Dude, don't get involved. I don't care how much money and fame she's got. It's bad news, bro. It is bad news, bears. So, yeah, can you imagine dating one of these people? Oh, my God. Nightmare. I don't care how much money. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. They'd offer you to buy whatever you want. No, I'll earn it. If I can't earn it, I won't have it. TMZ, Joe Exotic's associate, laundry list of fatal injuries released. This guy, I never did watch Lion King. But I guess he had an associate named Ryan Easley. And he was doing a show down in Florida with tigers. And he got the old Siegfried and Roy treatment. Yep. Except he didn't survive. I think Siegfried survived, or Roy, whichever one of those got attacked. But, yeah, Ryan Easley did not. They rattled off a list of injuries that the coroner, that the autopsy found. And it was just never ending, like puncture wounds and the neck and the head and lacerations. And, well, yeah, you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns, okay? That's all I can tell you. But, you know, if you want to get famous in this world, you got to be willing to do some risky stuff. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you can just do something easy, like the Kardashians. You can just spread your legs on camera or whatever, have a rich lawyer dad and just have $1 billion given to you, right? And then other times you've got to be like Houdini and damn near kill yourself every time you do a performance, you know, being tied up upside down underwater in like a locked up casket or something, or a barrel. I don't know. But yeah, people will do crazy stuff for fame. No question. Fox News, American skydivers reclaim world record. I guess they had the record if it's reclaiming. World record from Libya, with massive flag jump on Pearl Harbor Day. Well, God, yeah, we can't have Libya with the world record. Subtitle, elite team nearly doubled Libya's previous mark with 3,200 square foot flag deployed in free fall. And obviously it was the American flag. I mean, let's get that clarified there. But that sounds dangerous as crap right there, you know? It seems like you could get tangled up in that flag if you don't get it deployed properly. I don't know, but that just seems terrifying to me. But it was just like four people. If you look at the picture, there's just four people hanging from the bottom of it. But yeah, that's pretty amazing. Glad we got that record back. Woo! Here's one from CNN Sports. Lindsey Vonn makes history at age 41 with World Cup downhill win to start her Olympic season. Good for her. I'm not so, you know, she's one hell of a skier. I'm not sure how intelligent she is, though. Shortly after Tiger Woods was busted for cheating on his wife with like 12 hookers, or who knows what they were. She starts dating him. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. If he cheated on his wife, who they have a kid with, what do you think she's going to do to just some chick, you know, that skis? What do you think he's going to do? Sorry. All right. That leaves us with one article left, one headline left. And it's good news. It always is at the end of our episodes. Always will be, always has been. That's how we roll here. Before I do that, I just want to say subscribe to the show. We're going to be doing this show in picture someday. I need to find a couple good people to do the show with. If you're interested, shoot me an email or leave, put something in the comments. My email is chad@thelunchshow.com. So send me an email and we'll work something out. But yeah, also click thumbs up and all the stuff that helps. You know what it is. I don't have to tell you. All right. Good News Network. Wildlife poachers to be targeted using state-of-the-art AI listening technology. And they had a picture of an elephant on there. I didn't go into the article, actually. That's all I needed to read. That's wonderful. AI, I'm kind of skeptical on AI, like some of the uses for it. I think it's going to kill Hollywood. I guess some of the stuff, you know, if you use AI to find out information online, a lot of it's not accurate, we're finding out. So, yeah, I don't know. But if you can use AI to stop poachers, that's amazing. Poachers make me want to vomit, and they should be locked up. I mean, to go out there and kill an elephant or a zebra or, I don't know, giraffe. I mean, that's insane. You really need to be locked up. But even in the U.S., like, we have poaching, incredible poaching problems here. But yeah, that would be great if we could use AI to stop that. That would be wonderful. So we're going to leave it at that. We're going to call that the episode. I hope you all have a good weekend. Don't be out drinking and driving like morons. Everybody wins except for you. I was just talking to my friend yesterday about what happens after a DUI. Everybody makes money off you. You lose money and everyone makes money. The county makes money. The driver's school makes money. The insurance company makes money. And it's terrible. It's terrible. Don't give them your money by getting a DUI. Keep your money. Don't get in trouble. You know, call rideshare, call a friend, walk something. Just don't get behind the wheel if you're hammered. And even just a couple drinks, I think, can get you in trouble. You know, if you blow over that limit, you're toast, no matter how you feel. So just be smart about it. A lot of people's lives start to go downhill after DUI. You know, then you've heard a million times, someone gets a DUI and then they get another one on a suspended license. You know, they just don't stop. They just keep getting them, and then they end up in jail, and then they can't get a job because they have a felony or whatever. I don't know. It's bad news bears. So yeah, just be smart about it. All right, folks, until the next episode, keep pressing on in your lives. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to the Lunch Show.